I'm a U.S. male, but I was born in a Missouri town on a Sunday morning. Now, Missouri just happens to occupy a place in the Midwestern portion of this here United States. Now, that's a matter of fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. male. That's M-A-L-E, son. That's me. Now, I said all that, and I'll say all this. I've been watching the way you've been watching my miss. For the last 3 weeks, you've been hot on her trail. You kind of upsetting this U.S. male. You touch her once with your greasy hand. I'm going to stretch your neck like a long rubber band. She's wearing a ring that I bought her on sale that makes her the property of this U.S. male. Better not mess with the U.S. male, my friend. The U.S. male gets mad. He's going to do you in. If you know what's good for yourself, son, you better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. All right, do you read me? Hit it. Through the rain and the heat and the sleet and the snow, this U.S. mail is on his toes. So quit watching my woman, cause that ain't wise. Soon you'll be watching my fist heading right for your eyes. Yeah, I catch you around my woman, champ. I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kinda flattened out. So you'll do well to quit playing games with this U.S. male. Better not mess with the U.S. male, my friend. The U.S. male gets mad, he's gonna do you in. If you know what's good for yourself, son, you better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. man. All right, boys, put some meat on this. Get that chili dip. That's it. Kick it. Now. I'm going to tell you like it is, son. I catch you messing on that woman of mine. I'm going to lay one on you. You talking to the U.S. mail, the American U.S. mail.